Congress is on the verge of passing a large spending deal 6 months into its fiscal year and with less than 48 hours left before a partial government shutdown. Lisa Desjardins has more on what has made this Congress one of history's most dysfunctional. Lisa?
Right. That dysfunction is one of the defining characteristics of this House of Representatives. We have a narrow Republican majority that has made governing unpredictable and at times impossible.
But I don't know.
The basement of the U.S. Capitol is a messy place of power, of lawmakers in a thin majority and dim light. For the past 15 months, House Republicans' regular meetings here have showcased the most chaotic majority in modern American history.
A speaker has not been elected.
Not just the 15 votes it took to find a first speaker, nor the unprecedented ouster of that speaker in just 10 months.
The office of Speaker of the House is hereby declared vacant.
This is a whole new concept of individuals that just want to burn the whole place down. It doesn't work.
But other failed votes that should be easy.
The nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
To keep government going, Speaker Mike Johnson has repeatedly suspended the rules to pass key legislation like spending bills.
This will be a five-minute vote.
Common internal divide has taken an uncommon form.
We need to be instilling trust. We need to be instilling confidence, not showing dysfunction. However, I know they don't mind the debate either, and they don't mind it being public as well.
And that is the point to some.
Like we all said, the border is the number one issue. What are we going to do about the border? Nothing. Right?
If you recognize that face of House Freedom Caucus member Chip Roy, it may be for his repeated public criticism of Republican decisions. He's one of 19 or so GOP rebels who say the party compromises too much. They have power in part because of the slim three-vote margin in the House. And starting next week, disorder will make that even tighter.
Too many Republican leaders are lying to America.
With the departure of Colorado Congressman Ken Buck, who has blasted Republicans as pushing lies for former President Donald Trump. Now, leaving months before his term is up, he's blunt.
It is the worst year of the 9 years and 3 months that I've been in Congress. And having talked to former members, it's the worst year in 40, 50 years to be in Congress.
I think that this is a tough moment that can really define the conference overall.
Erin Perini is a Republican strategist who worked for Kevin McCarthy in-house leadership. She sees bright spots, including wide agreement last week on the bill to limit TikTok. But the underlying tension remains.
Some people are never going to want to compromise. They want to stand where they want to stand. But to be able to get the conference to move legislation together forward, that's the big thing.
The situation's been a bit of a nightmare for Republicans like Sarah Chamberlain, who heads the Republican Main Street Partnership that includes 75 House members with a creed focused on governing. Chamberlain has watched debates turn into public disarray and knows of worse behind the scenes.
I mean, there's almost been fistfights. And it's funny, we're not the parliament in England. I mean, they truly have been very close to some real problems on the floor and certainly in conference.
Fistfights, that's like from a different era.
Right. The Democrats should be the group we're working against, not fellow Republicans.
In her alliance are members fighting for their political lives in swing districts, and she says fighting for sensible governing on the floor of the House.
Patriotic Americans.
She points to rebels like Matt Gaetz of Florida who have used social media and the small margin to derail what should have been simple votes, like on the rules for debate.
No one ever does that, but now it gets done on a pretty regular basis, which is unfortunate. They don't want to be in the team, and maybe they're okay being in the minority. At Main Street, we certainly do not want to be in the minority.
But what Republican hardliners want is to dig in. What others in their party see as a nightmare, they shrug off.
In the last 200 plus years, show me a year that isn't dysfunctional. Everybody just looks back on it through the rose-colored glasses of time, but it's always dysfunctional.
Some of your mainstream guys in the swing districts say they're getting hurt by it because the Republicans look like they can't
govern. I'm supposed to compromise my views? No, I'm not going to compromise. Country's too important to me.
In the small Capitol basement, it's all a massive test for a new speaker, trying to govern with members who don't agree on what that means.
Now, hardliners say the disorder is within GOP leadership, that they skirt rules, bend or break pledges. But the majority of Republicans I speak with say no. The issue is the hardliners, that they demand untenable positions like allowing a government shutdown. Some hardliners see shutdowns as leverage, even right at this moment, Amna, and others see them as a disaster.
Fascinating look inside the conference. But Lisa, remind us why this all matters. I mean, who's ultimately impacted by all this disarray among House Republicans?
We've been used to dysfunction before, but this is sort of a special situation this last year and a half. When you have this level of dysfunction, there is not time, there is not the room on the Hill to deal with the real problems that we have in this country. Let's take the deficit and the debt, something that I think both parties agree needs to be addressed. While these hardliners have spent a lot of capital trying to deal with it, in truth, what's happened is they've gone the other way. While they've sort of held the line on spending here, there isn't time to actually get work done. Another thing that's important here, Amna, is this is why we have continued risks of shutdown. We almost had a debt ceiling problem. And this is the rest of the world looking at America as an unstable democracy. Just this week on Monday, Vladimir Putin in Russia called American democracy a catastrophe. So our reputation in the world is at stake with how the House of Representatives is able to do or not do its job. And of course, the majority is also at stake for Republicans.
The world is watching. Lisa Desjardins, thanks as always.
You're welcome.